In the 70s, sitcoms like All in the Family, The Jeffersons, and Good Times dominated the airwaves. Yes, they were funny, but they also dared to do what no other show did at the time: address polarizing social issues, gun rights, abortion, racism. It was all on the table.
See, that's the trouble with you people. You always think...
Who are you calling you people? You people are you people.
Those shows all came from the mind of legendary producer Norman Lear.
Today, he turns 100. Lear's career as a showrunner got off to a rocky start. It took him 3 years to get All in the Family on the air. He was asked where he got the confidence to keep pushing for the show.
Can you say beats the shit out of me on NPR?
The first season didn't perform well, but it became the most watched show on television and spawned 7 different spinoffs, and Lear stayed busy. He produced almost 20 more shows in the 80s and 90s.
And just a few years ago, he earned a few more Emmy nominations for the reimagination of his show from the 70s, One Day at a Time. The updated version stars Rita Moreno as the matriarch of a Cuban-American family.
You are throwing away your Cuban heritage.
Yeah, the bad part. I don't want to be paraded around in front of the men of the village like a piece of property to be traded for 2 cows and a goat.
Someone thinks they're worth a lot.
A century in, Lear has no intention of slowing down. Last year, TBS announced it would be remaking Lear's syndicated series, Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, which he is set to executive produce.
For all his past success, Lear is more interested in the present.
You know, 2 little words we don't pay enough attention to. Over and next. When something is over, it is over, and we are on to next. And I like to think about the hammock in the middle of those 2 words. That's living in the moment. That's the moment I believe I'm living as I complete this sentence. And it couldn't be more important to me.
Happy birthday, Norman Lear. How about you give us another 100 years?